At Founders Brewing Company, we set out to create a beer that lets you embrace the unconventional. Mortal Bloom is a radiantly beautiful, hazy IPA that will wrap your taste buds with intense citrus and tropical notes of pineapple and mango. Coming in at 6.2% ABV with big aromatics and no bitterness, it's the perfect beer, if we do say so ourselves. Visit foundersbrewing.com to find Mortal Bloom Hazy IPA.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Oh, hey!
Well, we're in.
Welcome.
I was told to not say anything for the first few seconds.
We're just trying to get your name right. Welcome to Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan. Tell us your name pronunciation.
So I often introduce myself as Charlie, but it's to people not from Norway, because it's, I guess, Jarle.
Is how I would say it. Let me say this correctly. And first of all, nice to meet you, Jarle.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Jarle. Yeah. Let's go with your real name. I mean, I don't think we should Americanize it. This is a global venture, and we are now in your country, Jarle.
That's fair.
So we will say your name correctly. My name is Conan.
No.
Okay. with six umlauts on it.
On one letter? Is.
Right, yeah.
What?
Six umlauts on one letter?
There's,
stacked?
There's two on the O, and there's two on the A. That's four. And then there's like two that just float around.
Oh, okay. I thought you added extra letters and you're just putting umlauts on top.
No, I'm Conan.
Oh.
You actually know what? In Norwegian, that would be like the O with the dash through, which is then So Conan.
Yes. Oh. That's how I'd like to be known for this episode. Conan.
It's perfect.
So your name one last time. Try it.
Jarle.
Yeah, you're right. You got it. Jarle.
Jarle.
Now, Jarle, where are you coming to us from?
Whoa. Sona had by far the best pronunciation right there.
Yeah, I wonder why.
I think that was gas, to be honest with you, Jarle. I think she burped. Because when she burps, it's always been Jarle.
Jarle. Says there's like a right? Or Jarle.
Yeah.
Jarle.
It's like the guttural R.
Okay, we have five seconds left of time to talk to you. Because we fucking wasted so much time.
And we're out of time.
Of your goddamn name!
I started giving compliments. That's the one thing you shouldn't do in this podcast.
Hey, so Charlie.
Hey, Chuck.
Right.
Hey, Chuck. Where are you from? Where are you talking to us from?
I'm from Bergen in Norway. So the far western part of the country.
Western part.
So it's, yeah.
I have been
it's like a coastal city.
Okay, I have been to Oslo because I performed several years ago at the Peace Prize concert. I was the MC, the master of ceremonies. You probably read all about that because I bet it was a big deal.
Yes, Conan.
Be 100%. Honest. Be honest. Did you have any idea
Dude, in the streets, like people wouldn't shut up. I couldn't go to the store. There were like posters. Conan, I couldn't get you out of my life for like a week.
I came to Oslo and gave a major performance. And I would think that even in Bergen, which I know is the West, are you pretty snotty about Oslo? Like, we're in the West. We don't care if Conan goes to Oslo. He didn't come to Bergen.
Yeah, we're just like pissed that you didn't go to Bergen. Instead went to like Oslo, like, ooh, the biggest city in Norway. Psh.
Okay, all right. Well, I tried to get out your way, but I couldn't find a reindeer to rent. So you'll have to excuse me.
Next time.
Yeah, next time. Tell us a little bit about yourself. You seem like a nice, cool chap. What are you up to? What? Tell us about your life. Who are you?
So I'm a developer. So I just finished my master thesis in like software engineering. And then now I work as a developer, but I also make a ton of music on the side, which you can maybe tell from like
the 50,000 instruments.
Yes,
around my room.
I see that. Yeah, so you're a musician.
Yeah,
I make Norwegian pop, like funk music with my cousin.
Yeah. Wait, do you have a group?
Yeah, we have a group called the Eda, which is like kind of a joke-ish. Like, we make good music, but like the essence of the music is kind of almost like Lonely Island vibes, if you know what I mean.
Right, it's kind of satirical, silly.
Yeah, kind of.
And what's the group called again?
But we do have bangers, though. Okay, sure, yeah. Check us out.
Okay, but get your name out there. What's it called? Eda?
Eda, yeah. Eda. E-D-A.
What does that mean?
So that actually originated as a joke, because that in our dialect, if I like were to talk Norwegian and I would say Eda, that would be translated to is it? So our joke was like, if that's the name, every song title is a question.
Oh, like, I see.
Is it
really
some party in here?
Right. Well, that's a good question.
And we came up with that joke before we started making music.
Well, first
and
then we're of just all, like, yeah, fuck. To be honest with you, Arla, most parties I attend, that's one of my first questions is it a party in here? You know?
Oh.
Is it? So I have a question for you, which is, tell us about your group. You have this group, it's two of you. What kind of music do you do? Is it high energy? Or are you guys kind of like quietly, like software developers, just playing your Moog synthesizers? Tell us about your performances.
I will be honest though. I would love to make that type of music too, but no, that's more like way more upbeat party music. We play a lot of like our dialect being from like Bergen and stuff, because we do sound like a bunch of like, if you have the Norwegian stereotype of how we sound, like the hard or yar yar, mm-hmm. that's how we talk regularly. So we play a lot of that. I'm like the energetic one, while he's the pretty one, I guess.
What?
Well, you're pretty good looking.
Yeah, I mean, he
must be a real stunner.
Yeah, I want to say,
you guys,
Jarla, I've got a thing for you already. You're I think you're a dreamy fella. I can't imagine how good looking. What's the other guy's name?
Christian. Oh. Way easier to pronounce.
Yeah. Yeah, I see why he gets all the attention, because you can say his name.
That's why I'm trying to go for Charlie, Conan. You see the goddamn problem here?
All right, let's watch the language. This is a children's podcast.
Oh, crap, sorry.
So basically, this is are you a Norwegian rap duo? Is that fair to say?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Can you give me a sampling of Norwegian rap just so I can hear it? Can you rap in Norwegian for me? just anything. Sure. It doesn't have to make sense, because we won't understand it.
Okay, check it.
Check it.
Don't try to
be funny. Jeg god morgen. Det tid for å legge vekk sorgen. Ny dag hodet ut av tåken. Er ikke sønne, motherfucker, jeg våken. Er du våken?
Hey, I heard motherfucker in there.
I heard Tolkien and Kevorkian.
Oh, shit, I forgot that was...
Yeah.
Damn it, it's a children's podcast. I forgot.
No, that's okay. The children left hours ago. Wow, that, I like that. Do you want me to try it and I'll give you a beat? Want me to give you a beat?
100.
No.
Oh, no. Oh. You should try it. You gotta sing it.
No, I can't sing that.
Sure, you can do it.
Oh my god.
Is that it?
That's like Dr. Frankenstein's assistant got stuck in the like voltage meter.
Also, I went into Falco a little bit. Remember Falco?
Yeah.
Amadeus, Amadeus.
I'm already telling you, we're sampling that and playing that off of somebody trying Norwegian and like putting it in our next.
I would be honored to. I want to be a hit on the Norwegian pop charts. Is that a possibility?
That is an above 0% possibility. I cannot say that it's over 1%, but it's like definitely like.
Well, come on.
Mid zeros.
Listen, okay.
Mid zero. You heard him beatboxing too, right? It's tragic when he tries to do anything cool.
Like, I think Zoom has some kind of like safety feature, because it all got muted out on the way over here, luckily. So I was spared.
Yeah, Zoom does have a function in there.
Yeah.
A special program that prevents me from being a total idiot.
Extreme white boy filter.
Yeah. So you're half a... What are you dressed like? Okay, I'm trying to visual... I've got a sense of what you sound like. How are you dressed when you're performing in Eta?
So we kind of have like a color scheme going, where I'm like yellow, because I guess it's an energetic color, and he's purple. So I often have like either like completely like one of those colors or like, you know, wear something of that color. But I like a lot of like loose jackets, like a lot of loose clothes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Baggy. Whereas he's more like straight. Yeah. Baggy. Exactly.
Right. So,
but I have, I want to like totally get the like hazmat suits from Breaking Bad. I basically just wear that for performing live.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. And while you're at it, you might as well make some meth.
Yeah.
While you're up there.
Yeah. I mean,
why waste the time? Yeah. Okay,
but it's not a profitable business, Conan. So you know we gotta make some money somehow.
Well, I thought you said meth wasn't a profitable business, and I was about to correct you.
It's because
Sona and Gorley have done quite well with their Pasadena operation.
Love making meth.
So I see you consuming a lot of liquid.
Yeah, there's like an energy drink and then some Pepsi Clear. What's going on there?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Different bottles.
I'm a thirsty boy. What can I say, guys? Like I like my water.
Speaking of which, there is a...
Which is why I have it in an entire bottle.
I've spent some time, as I said, in Oslo, and I know the word didn't leak out west to Bergen, but man, was I a hit. Toast of the town. Huh. They gave me my own Peace Prize.
Okay.
They did. Well,
for what?
It turned out, I thought it was a Peace Prize, and then it turned out it was a mint on my pillow. It's
they gave you a prize
for
being quiet.
The minute I bit into it, and it's delicious. but there's this maybe a stereotype that people in your area of the world drink a lot because the days are short and it's cold and you can only take a sauna so many times. Is that true? Is drinking a big part of the culture?
100%. A good example, when I started studying, I studied like computers, coding. I thought it would just be like, because I'm pretty social. So I thought it would be just me and like a bunch of nerds and I would have to be like, you do the drinking like right. on my spare time, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But then like I started there, people were amazing. And additionally, because like developers is quite a, like a sought after profession in Norway, a ton of businesses would like pay like our faculty to come and essentially party with us. So they would literally pay to come and present themselves as you guys should work for us. Also, here's like free beer for the rest of the night.
So
we had,
that's incredible. So as an enticement to get young people to work for you, companies there offer you free liquor and you go and you party the night away.
Yeah. Free liquor and free sushi or pizza, whatever. Oh, cool. It was great, Conan.
Wow. Oh, can I come?
Yeah.
Well, 100%.
Like, do they check? What if can I just lie and say that I code stuff? Do they ask questions? Oh, okay.
They don't ask a lot of questions, I bet. And also, you seem Norwegian. So,
you heard her Jarle pronunciation.
Yeah. When I first met Sona, I said, I swear to God, I met the most wonderful Norwegian woman today. I should have done my homework.
Yeah.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary taste with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
What do you drink there? I was in Finland once years ago, and they kept offering me Korskenkova. I know I'm pronouncing it incorrectly, but what do you want? And that was like jet fuel. I mean, jet fuel. What do you guys drink?
So in Norway, I think a lot of people, well, I myself, I drink a lot of gin and I drink a lot of beer, and that's mostly what I do.
Right.
Try to stay away from the hardness. Straight, or how do you take it?
No, I'm mostly a fan of like gin and tonic.
Oh, I love a good gin and tonic.
We do have a lot of like Norwegian, like I think the world, like for world competition or whatever for gin, like a Norwegian one won.
Oh.
Called Hagahogen.
Hagahogen. Hagahogen. Oh, Hagahogen. Not Hogan, Hon, right? Hagahogen.
Hogan, yeah.
Hagahogen.
Yeah. Hagahogen. Hagahogen.
Hagahogen. Hagahogen.
That's
actually
pretty good.
Hagahogen. Hagahogen.
Hagahogen. The one thing I will give props to Oslo is like their dialect is actually kind of easy to pronounce. Like I'm from Bergen, so all the R's are like
Chewbacca?
Like down here.
Yeah.
Like,
Chewbacca was from Bergen in Norway.
Dude.
That's a little known fact.
You almost why call him Chewbacca.
I did not. That's the porn version. I've seen it three times. Here comes Chewbacca.
How nice would it be if we did this podcast and we just had a little pitcher of gin and tonics that we could just take from while we were...
Yeah. Or we watched porn.
Well...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wookiee porn.
Yeah. Well, it's called Star Wars.
Okay. And, okay. Yeah.
But my question... Well, first of all, we did that. We did camp out and you served a very potent drink. I showed great moderation.
Yeah.
You showed less moderation and Sona said, screw it, I can get an Uber home.
Yeah. Yeah.
And went to town and you're babbling.
Fucked up. You got,
yeah, because you got, she knows how to live life like our friend Jarl.
It's Jarl. Say it one more time for me, please.
This sounds like, this looks like a spelling
bee. You should
never
clear your throat to say your own name.
Jarl.
Jarl.
Yarla. It's got a little bit of a sadness to it. Yarla.
Yarla.
Yarla. Yeah.
Yarla.
Because you guys don't know how to gurgle. It's a part of an Armenian.
I know how to.
No, it's not a. It's a.
It's
a.
That's a
Yarla.
I can't do that. I can't do that. Like, I'm not sure if you call cat calling, but I can't do that sound like properly. I can do like
that's okay. That's okay. You don't need to learn how to do that.
This is how your name is really supposed to be pronounced. Yarla.
Ooh.
That's how it's supposed to really
Conan.
Be.
There's a whole spectrum of Chewbacca to Predator.
And oh, wow.
You can go like from one end to the other.
Incredible. You know what I love?
What?
I talk to people from all over the world to try and make a real meaningful connection.
Uh-huh.
And Gourley says, fuck that. We're talking about what I want to talk about. James Bond or Star Wars. Or Predator.
You brought up Chewbacca.
Yeah,
you did that.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
You brought him up and I said, I repeated his name.
And technically you just brought up James Bond. So let's talk about it.
Okay. He's never been to Norway ever in any of the films.
That's not true.
He's there briefly.
He was there in No Time to Die.
Oh.
Who's the biggest star in from Norway?
Ooh. Actually, the first guy I thought of is the you guys have seen Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, Nicholas Coster-Waldau.
Coster-Waldau?
No, he's from Denmark.
That's what I thought. Thanks a lot, Gourley.
Tormund. I think that's his name. Oh, big ass.
Who does he play?
He's that redheaded.
The redhead.
Yeah, the wild guy.
Oh, I love that guy. Yeah. The redheaded one. The one who was in love with
Ygritte.
Brienne. Yeah.
You've immediately, here's your thing. You're the guy.
First of all.
You just immediately shout out wrong information constantly.
It's fun. It's like a game.
Yeah, but it's, what island are you from? Edison, Thomas Edison. What? Caramel.
What?
Short shorts.
Ygritte.
He's your biggest star. As what are you drinking now? This is your fifth.
Oh my god!
This is your fifth liquid.
How many vessels do you have?
You have had an energy drink. You're drinking from a large clear bottle, and you just took what looks like some kind of coffee drink. And they're all in different glasses. How many?
I have like a taco tray over here with like just rotating drinks. Like, ooh, what am I trying now? Espresso. Ooh.
Wow.
I don't, but I just like have a lot of stuff on my desk.
Let me ask you a question, Jarl.
Yeah.
How would I fit in Norway if I came out to Bergen? How would I be? First of all, what would you and I do together?
So first of all, you would fit in perfectly, Conan. Your complexion is 100% like, would fit in here. And you wouldn't even need like a safety vest on the roads because it's pretty dark here, right? But you could just like flash your arm and like blind the driver.
You know, I love a Norwegian giving me shit for how pale I am.
That's pretty good.
That's how pale I am.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
A guy from Bergen, Norway is having a laugh.
Yeah.
At my lack of melanin. But what would we do? Okay, I'm there with you. We're hanging out. What would we do? Sell it.
So we are in Bergen here, I should mention. We're not in Oslo.
Right. Screw Oslo.
We have a lot of... So first of all, we have a ton of like great musicians from and in Bergen. So I would definitely want to bring you to a live show. Okay. And it would also be perfect because number one, I have like the body build of a cricket, so I could like sit on your shoulders and actually be able to see anything.
Oh, you're a small gentleman, is what you're saying.
I am a small gentleman.
Okay.
So
you basically, the main advantage you see of me coming and visiting you in Norway is that you could sit on my shoulders at a concert.
You're a platform.
Right. I'm a ladder. I'm a goddamn ladder.
I love this.
That's my value to you.
You're a famous person, and he just wants to use you for height.
Yeah, you don't even get to face the stage.
You want me facing the other way. Oh, yeah.
Which would be his lap.
Yeah, which means that my face is in your crotch.
And his thighs are covering your ears, so you can't see or hear anything.
Right, right. That's what you want. And by the way, I'm not saying no, because I'm realizing, you know, whatever.
Yeah, sure.
I'm down with that.
Sorry.
He's not even asking could swing like VIP tickets. He just wants to use me for height.
You want to use my height and sit on me like an inert object.
Yeah.
Do the wrong way too. No, but seriously though, Conan, we have a lot of ton of great beer over here, which is like native to Norway because she's like native resources and shit. So, goddamn it, children's podcast. Anyways, we would go grab a goddamn beer, but hit the local attractions.
Right. It's so like, I'm a good platform and there's beer to drink.
Yeah. And in that's like order.
And would I get to come check out one of your shows?
Dude, 100%.
Yeah.
You could also be like, it would also be that there, your height would also work as like, you know, come over here. Like, you know, the guys at the airport doing this.
Okay, listen, would you stop? I'm not one of those balloons in front of a used car store that whips around. I'm a human being. So stop saying, that's good because people would see you. Oh, you got all blurry. I thought maybe I've been drinking.
I think my camera started crying because it felt upset. By me making fun of you. I'm so sorry, Conan.
No one's sorry. You're not sorry.
I put my conscience into a camera.
How do you think my fake Norwegian rap would go over in Norway?
I think people would absolutely just... Because we're already... I'm not sure if you guys could pick that up. I'm already pretty inaudible. And I'm even worse when I'm speaking Norwegian. So I think like your like intelligibility would probably match mine when performing live.
Oh,
so people wouldn't understand what neither of us were saying.
So they wouldn't get offended.
No, I don't know, dude. People love.
Hey, thanks for the reassurance.
No, I said no.
Okay.
Like people like in Norway don't love. Like I love people making fun of Norwegians. Every time I see that, I'm like, that's fucking perfect.
Right.
So if anybody were to come on stage and like with like gusto and moxie just perform in Norwegian with their soul,
yeah,
people will just like flip out.
Okay, so you think they'd be okay with it? They wouldn't get mad? Because when I make fun of Norwegians in Minneapolis, they get angry. But I've been struck several times.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. We love it over here at least.
Okay.
I can't speak for the Minneapolisians.
Oh, please. Now Minneapolisians?
Minneapolisians.
No, I'm not going to answer anymore because I'm afraid I'm going to get it wrong.
Oh, I don't think you're afraid you're going to get it wrong at
all. Okay, then the answer is Minneapolites.
Is that true?
No, Minneapolisians.
Oh. Is it? I have
Minneapolisians.
No idea.
Egret.
Egret.
Jon Snow.
Patrick Harris.
Hey, that was a good random one.
Yeah.
Okay, well, listen, I'm very excited to hear some of the music of Etta. How do I find it? Can I find it online?
No, yeah, it's on Spotify. It's on YouTube. Although I will warn you that like because our name is just three letters and we're like a relatively small group from Norway, you're 100% going to get Ed Sheeran popping up. We still have a problem with that.
Oh.
Wait,
goddamn
why?
Ed.
E-D-A.
You're just the E-D, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Well. So they're like, oh, you didn't mean to write A, you meant to write a space. And then Ed Sheeran, right? I'm like, no, God damn it.
I think Ed Sheeran calls himself Ed Sheeran just to fuck with you guys.
Yeah.
I honestly
Yeah,
do.
Dude.
He was in Game of Thrones, true story.
This bastard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People weren't happy.
Dude, full circle.
Yeah.
Got them. We're such great podcast.
Yarla, thank you so much for reaching out to us. Do you listen to the podcast? Is that how you know of us?
Yeah, 100%. Okay. And I also be honest, I completely forgot that I like submitted a thing. And then I read what I wrote and I was like, gee, how did you guys say yes to this?
Well,
but thank you.
We actually,
this has been awesome.
We basically said yes to the band. We're big Norwegian rap fans.
we put in Ed Sheeran and you came
in. Yeah, exactly. He's your nemesis.
Right on. God damn it. One day I'll hunt him down.
Well, you don't have to. He's so easy to spot.
He also takes away, in the Game of Thrones, he takes the redhead attention away from the Norwegian guy there too.
Yeah.
So you guys see, he's just like out there to steal like the Norwegian's attention.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. Are all Norwegians angry at Ed Sheeran, or is it just you?
I think by like 95, give or take.
95% are angry at Ed Sheeran. Well, I'm going to see if I can fix that problem as well. It's my job to bring people together. Mm. You know, I see that. My job?
No.
Your job. I'm not sure what your job is.
No.
Just sort of spout stuff and hope something lands.
Yeah.
I think that's it. Well, Jarla. I nailed it.
No, you didn't. No.
Well, let's hear you do it.
Jarla, right?
But that is still the best, guys. I have to say.
Jarla. Jarla. You know what you have to do? It helps to imagine swallowing a clam. Yarla.
Yarla.
Or a oyster. Yarla.
Yarla.
I also like the Chewbacca idea. Yarla. That's also a good one.
Jarla, I'm going to let you go before I completely lose it on the people in the studio.
Who's he talking about?
Oh, we're so scared.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
What do you see? These meat hooks.
Oh, my God.
But it was nice. It was really nice talking to you. And please give my best to everyone in Bergen, Norway. And tell those snobs in Oslo they can suck it. Okay?
Children's podcast. We do that every day.
All right. You take care, old friend.
Let me know if you guys are over here. And I'll grab a beer with
you. You'll find out. The word will get out.
And use it as a platform.
Bye, Jarla.
Bye, Jarla.
Take care, guys.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan. With Conan O'Brien, Sonam Avsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Joanna Solitaroff, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson at Earwolf. Music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer Aaron Blaert. Associate talent producer Jennifer Samples. Associate producers Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineering by Eduardo Perez. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded. This has been a Team Coco production. In association with Stitcher.